Hello, my name is Jonah Halbison, and today I am here with
Bert Parise.
And today we're going to be interviewing him about his service with the military. How would you describe yourself to someone who has never met you before?
I would say that I'm a generous man who loves life and enjoys being alive, and I mostly just love to help people and meet new people, and I'm a people person.
Can you tell me a little bit of what your life was when you were a child, and how did you like to spend your time?
Well, when I was a child, I grew up in a very, what most would consider dysfunctional family. My family moved around a lot. I had 8 brothers and sisters. My father was in construction, so we moved around a lot. I never got to spend much time. I probably went to about 18 different schools in my 12 years. And so it was just an interesting life. I got to meet a lot of people and traveled around, and so I had to make new friends all the time, and so it was pretty cool. I got to do a lot of different things, and most of my time was spent like most young people. I'd go out and play or go fishing, or I started working when I was 9 years old with my dad in the construction business, so I got to build my first house when I was 13. I started my own construction company when I was 17, so it was an interesting life, interesting childhood.
Was it ever hard for you to lose, like, a best friend so quickly?
It was not hard. It's just something you become accustomed to and get used to. I had a lot of friends that you know, I never saw again. So now I have the ability to just be able to just enjoy people for the time that I get to be with them. So I thank God for all the time that I was able to spend with them. But sometimes it was difficult losing your best friends.
Have you tried reconnecting with them?
No. Mm-mm. No, I don't do the social media thing.
So when you were in the military, what was your role in the military?
I was a military policeman in the United States Army, and I worked at the United States Army War College in Carlisle Barracks, Pennsylvania. That's where they teach all the generals and the colonels and how to do all the strategic things in the service.
Did you enjoy that?
I did. It was a good job. I got to pretty much tell all the generals and colonels what to do and where to go and how to do it, and it was kind of fun. Yeah, it was a good job. I like being a policeman also, so it was fun.
If you could change your career, would you have changed it?
I don't know. I looking back on it, I enjoyed it. I don't think so. I really enjoyed being the military police.
And when were you in the military?
I was in the military in 1974 and 1975.
And was there any reason why you joined the military?
I don't remember. It was a long time ago, and I don't remember. It must have been just something to do at the time. I don't remember why I did. Just something I've always wanted to do, and I did it, and I don't remember why.
Did you have fun for the few years you were there?
Well, it was. I enjoyed it. I wouldn't call it fun, but it was. I enjoyed it. It was. I enjoyed the time there. Yeah.
And when you were in combat, or if you weren't, were you ever afraid?
I was never in combat. I was. I had a couple situations, as a policeman that were confrontational. I don't know that I was ever afraid. I had other people with me. I don't know that I was ever afraid, but concerned maybe. Having to pull my weapon, I didn't like having to pull my weapon. So I never really was in combat, so, and I thank God for that.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to be in combat.
No, I wouldn't want to have to kill another human being.
When you were the military, like, teaching everybody, how did this, like, change your life, and what did it teach you?
Well, the most important thing, the thing I learned most about in the military was the discipline. I enjoyed the discipline, going through basic training and the military police school and also being in the military. The discipline is nice, which is sometimes why you'll notice when we're in lunches and stuff, I have a difficult time with undisciplined children because I really feel it's important that there's discipline in your life because you need to learn that it's not all fun and games. So that was the one lesson I learned that was the best, I think, is just the ability to work as a team and be disciplined as a team.
In your opinion, what was the hardest part of becoming what you were?
It was the hardest part? The hardest part was probably the training. It was difficult training in the military, and I can imagine everybody would understand that. It's like a sports training or anything else. It's a lot of physical work, a lot of mental work. It's very draining. Sometimes you'd be up for 2 days in a row and no sleep for 48 hours and trying to get on guard duty and do different things and get to maybe sleep for an hour and they wake you up and send you back out again. And so that was the difficult part. And then not knowing whether you were going to make it through, because in Military Police Academy, they said you were going to be what you were going to be, but if you didn't pass, you couldn't be that. They'd send you to infantry. So instead of being a military policeman, I would have been sent off with a rifle to be an infantryman, and I didn't want that. So the stress of making sure you passed everything and was able to be able to do what you wanted to do. So, but that was just the only difficult part of it.
Can you tell me your life from the transition when you were from military and you went back to the civilian life?
The transition for some was probably difficult because you're in such a structured format when you're in the military. It's so disciplined and you know exactly what you're doing, where you're going, how to do it. You're someone else is in control of everything that you do, so you're kind of like just doing your thing. And then when you get out into the real world, in the civilian world, then it's like you have your own. You can do whatever you want to do. You can make your own choices. And so you have to start concerning yourself with the consequences of your choices because there's no one else there to tell you that you have to be here at a certain time, have to be there at a certain time. So the hardest part is becoming self-aware in what you have to do and be conscious of the fact that you're going to be held responsible for your choices and no one else is going to be there to tell you what to do. That's the hard part. Yeah, yeah.
Did you learn that the hard way out?
No, you just, I don't know if it's a hard way, but it's just something that you have to learn.
Yeah.
Yeah, just something you have to learn. Yeah.
And what was the toughest part of being in the military?
The toughest part for me was just exactly what I said from the last question. The good thing is the structure, but for me, someone who's independent and likes to do his own thing, the hardest part for me was the structure. The hardest part for me was having people that I thought didn't know what they were doing telling me what to do. Or I had young kids coming out of college that were lieutenants, and then they were allowed to tell me what to do. So that was the hardest part for me was the supervision of some of the people that I really wasn't too respectful of. I mean, you had to respect them for their position, but their... it was difficult for me as an independent person to follow someone that I didn't feel as though I should be following. So that was the hardest part.
And if you were given the opportunity to serve in the military again, would you? And
yes.
Why?
Yes, I would. Because I feel as though it's important to for the safety of the country to do things. And I also, with all the experience that I've had, it would be great to be able to teach young people the things they need to know about being in the service. So, yes, I would do it again.
Would you change your part in the military?
Yeah, I think I'd be the general. I think that'd be cool. I want to be in charge. No, I don't know if I'd... I liked military police, but I don't know. I'd probably want to be in training. I'd rather teach people.
And what branch was that part of?
That was in the Army. Yeah, I mean, I would love to have been in the Air Force and fly a jet, but my uncle did that, so, yeah.
Okay, then. Thank you.
Oh, no problem. My pleasure. Done? All right, I got to go.